Hello, everyone. It's Adam again. And it's morning here, so my voice sounds really bad. I don't even remember how I start this. Today is Saturday, September the 17th, 2016. And I'm the host of your personal journal podcast, Adam. And I haven't been around in a while, so I don't even know if I still have any listeners. All of you guys could have just stopped listening, and I would understand that if you like, well, you didn't really have to stop listening, did you? You just had to unsubscribe because there was nothing to listen to. You thought, oh, he's doing other stuff, and he's not going to continue this. He's going to do his videos, and he's going to do whatever, but he's not going to continue this. And I always knew that I was going to continue, but it's so difficult because I have so many things going on, and I know this is just a little short show. I feel like most of this podcast has been, if you have listened to this podcast for the past, I don't know how many years I've been doing it, then you probably have heard me say 500 times, oh, I'm really going to get to doing this weekly. I'm going to be doing it weekly. And then I have like a 3-month period where I don't do anything. And then I come back and I say, oh, I'm so sorry, guys, I'm back. You know, it was really busy. So I really want to just stop saying that. I want to stop spending any time on the fact that, you know, I don't always get out of podcasts. So I was looking back. I'm just going to look right now, actually, while I'm recording. I'm going to go, you can go over to geekygay.com. I don't even remember. Geekygay.com. My voice sounds very S-y and crunchy and everything else. Okay. So geekygay.com lists my last episode as episode 56, and it's called Stressed. And I don't even remember what I was stressed about at this point. Like, I have no clue what the hell I was stressed about. I guess I could go back and listen to my own episode and I could find out. But that was May 31st. So June, July, August. It's been 3.5 months since I've recorded. And I know you guys have been sitting around. Well, I at least know that Baron Frosty, for those of you who don't know, is a member of the Pride 48 community, and he has had many different iterations of his podcast, and I think the most recent one, well, I'm going to get it wrong, Baron, so I apologize, but I think you just recently changed, but he did one called Blime Time, and Next Blime, and Bliming It Right, I don't know, but Blime Into the Oldies, but he has had several different podcast iterations, and I know he listens because every time he listens to the show, he goes over to Twitter and he says something about it, whatever the case may be. So I know he listens. So he's continued and he's probably been sitting around moping because I haven't put out a show. And I know he drinks a lot because on his Twitter feed, he's always tweeting drunk. We get these drunk tweets from Baron Frosty. So Baron, I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. I mean, I would never say that. I would never judge you like that. But I'm just saying you like to drunk tweet. You know, there may be. Now, I do want to say this. His drunk tweets are so funny. So I've been doing this, and I don't want to make this whole show about Baron Frosty, but hey, I don't have anything to talk about. So maybe this will be a Baron Frosty show. But one thing I want to mention. So I've been doing this podcast, Finding Prince Charming Recap. It's a TV show over on Logo. You can go to charmingrecap.com to find the episodes, but I'm doing it with Joe Batanz and who else? Oh, Daniel Brewer. Yeah, Daniel Brewer. Daniel's going to be like, you didn't remember that I'm on the show? Anyway, so I'm doing this show with Joe Batanz and Daniel Brewer, and there's a contestant on this show, and his name is Robbie. And for whatever reason, he reminds me of Baron Frosty. He's kind of, you know, on the shorter side. He's, you know, real, he's a very happy, bubbly person. He kind of floats around and, you know, very social and, oh, honey, let me get you a drink. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. I can imagine him drunk tweeting as well. So I don't know. It just makes me think of Baron. But Baron, I'm so glad that you listen. And I'm glad that all of you that listen. And I'm going to say it again, even though I'm sick of saying this, but I am really going to try to do this weekly from now on. For any of you who, you know, are so interested in my life, here's another problem that I ran into, though, is coming up with content. I do this other show, Dubious Intent, and one time I mentioned the same story on Geeky Gay And I then tried to tell the story on Dubious Intent, and I was reprimanded by my co-host because I was repeating content that was already on Geeky Gay. And he was telling me, oh, you know, you shouldn't tell that story because everyone's already listened to Geeky Gay and it's going to be boring. They're going to hear it a second time. But my life is not so exciting that I have so many stories that I can just, you know, have one or two for this show and one or two for Dubious Intent and something else to say on Charming Recap. And then I've been half-heartedly, but I haven't been making a very good attempt at doing videos on YouTube. You can find me at youtube.com/geekygaytv. I haven't been doing a very good job. So far, I've only been posting vacation videos, and I haven't actually done, I did a condo tour. So anyway, I'm just rambling. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a kind of a, I don't know, a rundown of what I did over the summer and just kind of get you all, if you don't listen to Dubious Intent, then you're going to want to know what I did over the summer. And if you did listen to Dubious Intent, I don't know, maybe some of this stuff you, I don't know, you won't have heard. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we are going to count down what Adam did this summer. And I'm going to have no more than 3 minutes to do this. Actually, I don't think it should take any longer than about a minute and a half. All right, but starting in June, what did Adam do over the summer? Well, I moved into my condo, so you guys can go over to youtube.com/geekygaytv, and you can hear all about and see my condo tour. And we had a lot of issues there. So I'll just say a few of the issues. We had water pressure issues. We had hot water issues. And we had grass issues and tree issues. We had lots of issues in the condo. But we finally got moved in. And we got the old one cleaned up. Got it all cleaned up. And then, after we got it all cleaned up, we turned in all our paperwork. And, you know, we started the waiting process. Are we going to get our security deposit back? All right. So then immediately after that was the trip to Hawaii. We had a whirlwind trip to Hawaii, everyone. We went to three islands. We went to the island of, I'm going to forget, we went to Maui first. And there was a fire. Loads of things got canceled that we wanted to do because of that fire. And then we went to Oahu. We had the best view out of our hotel room in the world. And it was fantastic. Oahu was great. We went snorkeling. We went on a hike to the top of Diamond Head Mountain. It was crazy. It was really good. We had a fun time. And then we jetted over to the island, the Big Island, and we took a helicopter tour, which I haven't released the footage of that yet, but I'm going to be releasing footage. Amazing footage of these lava flows and these really red orange lava flows that we saw, and it was great. Anyway, and then we went hiking on some old crusty dried up lava flows, and then we came home. So that was our trip to Hawaii, and then I made a trip out to. Then we just kind of got settled in. We did some more settling in to the new condo, and I got the studio set up and everything like that. And I'm still working on that. I've got loads of projects to do to get the studio completed. And then I went to Washington State, and that was a whole thing with my farting grandmother and, you know, my grandfather with Alzheimer's who can't remember anything. And what else? I started the Finding Prince Charming recap, and all right, so I'm out of time, but well, that is basically what I did. Let's see. I went to Washington, came back from that. Most of the other stuff has just been work. Mark and I are going to be taking it was my birthday. So I turned the ripe old age of the ripe old age of And I'm not 40 yet, so it's good. And that was great. And then Mark's birthday is coming up in 10 days. So I'm really stressing about what to buy him. The present that I've thought of, which I'm not going to say on here, I don't think he listens, but in case, I want it to be a surprise. The present I thought of is a really big present, and it's more of like a Christmas present. And I'm thinking, oh, if I buy this present now, then what am I going to get him for Christmas? Because this is going to be like this big major purchase, you know, that I'm going to get for him. But it's the only thing that I can think of that he really needs. So I'm really wishy-washing back and forth about that. We're going to throw a birthday party for him here at the condo and invite all his friends over. And then we are in November. We're going to go on some birthday trip for both my birthday and his birthday because we love going on trips. And so we're going to do that. We haven't decided where we're going yet. He wants to go. Oh, yeah. Pokemon Go happened during the summer. And so I'm level 22 now and not playing quite as much as Mark is, but I am still playing. And he wants to. So he was throwing out different ideas for like what we could do for our birthday trip. And he said, you know, Boyfi, he's like, we could go to a place that has really cool Pokemon that we haven't gotten yet. And we could like, you know, we could Pokehunt. We could Pokehunt. But like the place that he wants, the places that he wants to go are like New York City, so we can go to Times Square or Santa Monica, because I don't know, the Santa Monica Pier has a lot of really good Pokemon on it. And I was like, well, we went to LA last year and we went to New York like last year or the year before. And those are both expensive trips. The birthday trip was supposed to be a driving trip that was less expensive. And I don't know if we want to get plane tickets just so we can catch Pokemon. I don't know. So now today, he's out getting his hair cut. And I'm just waiting on him to get back so we can do our workout for the day. And then I'm driving 3 hours to go to a wedding with my family that will probably be very interesting, to say the least. I don't know. I love my family. And this is my, I don't know if anyone else has a favorite side of their family. But I have a favorite side of my family. This is my mom's side of the family. And this is definitely my favorite side of the family. But even though this is my favorite cousins and aunts and uncles and all that, I still find that we have less and less in common. Especially because I'm gay. I don't know. It's really difficult. I don't know. We just don't have a lot in common. And a lot of them don't think it's right. They don't think it's okay to be gay, you know, so there's that whole thing. And now they all know about Mark. So I'm walking around, you know, feeling shame stares. I don't even know if they're doing it. I mean, maybe they're not thinking anything at all, but this is what my brain is saying. It's like, oh, you know, I bet they're thinking bad things about you as you're walking by. And Mark was gonna go, but he didn't realize it was a spend the night thing because my family's all renting cabins and spending the night. And he didn't feel comfortable spending the night. But can you imagine if we had gone, like, we're staying in a cabin with like aunts and uncles and cousins, and it gets to be bedtime, and then there's that awkward moment where you're like, oh, where's Mark gonna sleep? Where's Adam gonna sleep? Where's everybody gonna sleep? You know, it's that really awkward moment. So I don't know. Maybe we avoided something by him just staying home. I'm not sure, but it's gonna be awkward at some point. But I'm kind of glad because I want to introduce him to my family one or two relatives at a time. I don't want to do it all at once. And that's like this big, huge group, you know, thousands and thousands of relatives. It's like, I don't know, a Joe Batance funeral or something. And I don't know. So I was wishy-washing back and forth, but he made the decision because he didn't want to spend the night. So, and it's like 3 hours away. So we didn't want to take two cars and have him come back. So I'm going to that and then going to come back in the morning and then, you know, continue on with my life. But so I think I've gotten everyone caught up with everything. Just to recap, moved into the condo, check. Trip to Hawaii, check. Trip to my grandparents in Washington, check. Oh, and I got a promotion. I'm now a technical expert at work. So you can now all refer to me as Adam Burns, Geeky Gay Expert. Yes, thank you. That's all I have to say about that. All right, you guys can contact me. Hopefully I'll be doing this weekly. We'll see. Just email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can go to my website, geekygay.com. You can listen to my other podcast, dubiousintent.com. Well, the website is dubiousintent.com. And now my new one that's going to go on for I don't know how many weeks, as many weeks as Daniel and Joe can stand the Finding Prince Charming show. But charmingrecap.com is where you can find that. And I will see you guys, hopefully not in 3 months, hopefully in a week. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.